How to share your story like a donor magnet pro. Once you've scripted your story and processed relevant thoughts, you're ready to communicate like a donor magnet pro. In this section, I'll be providing you 11 mindful steps for communicating like a donor magnet pro, starting with the importance of communicating from your heart. Striking up a conversation about your need for a kidney can be emotionally daunting. When you add the fear of speaking to the fear of listener rejection, the thought of sharing your story can be paralyzing. If, however, you share your story from your heart will override those little voices in your head that want you to believe you're incapable of attaining this goal. To communicate from your heart means to communicate with empathy and positive intent. It also implies a connection to self. You can get a palpable sense of coming from the heart by simply placing your hand over your heart while speaking. Test it out now. Coming from heart invites a deeper, more honest conversation and bond. It can transform people, situations, and relationships to feel more connected by their emotions. Coming from heart is not just about what you say, it's how you say it. It's not the words alone, it's your tone, facial expressions, and body language attached to the words. It's also about observing your listener's response. What is their body language communicating? Look for clues. Is it appropriate to continue the dialogue or shift gears? When the stakes are as high as they are in this type of conversation, listener receptiveness is key. Coming from heart is also about being prepared, respectful, and not needy. Share your situation in a factual way, without undue pressure. Your job is to increase awareness. You don't want to encourage overly eager individuals to jump too fast to volunteer. Coming from heart also assumes most volunteers do not understand the full scope of what's involved. Whether someone thinks they want to be your donor or they simply want to help you share your story, it's important to encourage independent discovery. While you'll need to provide a general overview, avoid a conflict of interest by simply referring interested donors to your transplant center. Interested donors may also benefit from speaking with other living kidney donors. You can often request access to living kidney donors from kidney patient mentoring programs. The second step is all about enlisting and mobilizing a donor outreach team. Let's face it, it's hard to share your story all by yourself. Since there's more power in numbers, consider enlisting an army of spokespersons to serve on your donor outreach team. You can do this by inviting friends and other family members to become a part of your network so they can help you increase awareness and expand your search for potential donors. Some of your best cheerleaders will be those who wished they could have been your donor but are unable to do so for various medical or personal reasons. Their genuine desire to want to help you creates a stronger connection to your cause and a more compelling story share in outreach.